Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Welcome back to the Hardline, 5-9 The Fan, KFNS from 5-9TheFan.com. Thank you all for hanging out with us today. I'm former Missouri wide receiver TJ Moe with John Hadley and Jimmy Hewer. Good stuff in segment one there with Chris Kerber. Nice way to open up the show with a guy that actually knows sports as opposed to us, who we throw things at the wall a lot. And so we do want to get into some...
It's a big wall.
It is a very large wall. It is a never-ending wall that we continue to throw things at and rarely sticks. All right, so let's get into the first round. And here is what we will do, boys. Do you want to start out, Hads, with the Eastern Conference?
Yes.
All right, let's do that. So you sort of gave us a I guess that was Western Conference in round one there in the opening segment. Let's start out with the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now, Chris Kerber does not like the way that Columbus has been playing. He thinks this is going to be a runaway. I agree with him. I'm going Tampa in five here. They're too good. I mean, the futures bet for Tampa to win the Stanley Cup is only plus 180. It's probably the worst bet in the history of the NHL. Everybody else is plus, you know, I think the Blues are plus 1,100, and they're the fourth team right now in the odds. So it's a bad bet, but that tells you how good they have been. They tied the Detroit Red Wings. What year was that? The 86? What year was that the Red Wings scored 162 games, John?
That was
96.
The year.
96.
Yeah, it was 96.
That was the year that the damn ping.
Yeah, you got to bring up the Arizona goal, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. So anyway, they tied them for most wins ever, and this is a team that is really humming. And when they turn, I mean, the Blues are 2-0 against them this year, but you, during both games, have seen when they turn it on, they are freaking scary. So I am going Tampa Bay in five. You seem to be a tad bit more impressed with Columbus than I am, John.
I am going Tampa Bay in seven.
Whew.
And I think Columbus can win this series. This is going to be a dogfight to the end. Columbus is extraordinarily well versed for this team. They have the talent that they can match up with them. Columbus spent the final drive sort of gelling as a team. They have a goalie that can steal a series. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, Boston, Tampa. Yeah, this probably will be the best, as good a goalie matchup as you will find in any series the rest of the playoffs.
I'd probably tend to agree with that one, the goalie matchup. And I think that's why Columbus has a chance, because Bobrovsky has something, one, to prove, because he's playing for a contract. He can make himself a boatload of money if he comes through and makes this a series, which I think he can. The other thing is, there is a lot of talent on this Columbus team. They can find ways to skate with Tampa for certain games. And I think this could be I still think Tampa wins it in six.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'll be a lot closer. And everybody's just pretty much giving Tampa a clean slate. Hey, you guys are in the finals. That's not how it works. Because even that 96 Red Wing team, they didn't win.
Right.
So it's not a cakewalk. And I think they will have some issues. But they are so... They have so much speed. I think it'll be the downfall of Columbus. But I think Columbus makes it a lot closer than people think.
Well, Columbus earned it. To play their way into this thing, they had to win seven out of the last eight games, and they did it. So they are trending in the right direction. The one concern I would have about Tampa is this: they are so fast. How much faster can you get in the playoffs when everybody else is getting faster? Like, is there truly another level to the speed that they're bringing? Because they're already that fast.
There's another level for every team and virtually every player.
Mm-hmm.
And as you grow more accustomed to the playoffs, you will see why, in the truest sense, I consider it to be the most glorious postseason in all of sports. And I mean necessarily.
Yeah, I don't mean to say that they can't take it up another level, but if you're talking, if they're already that much faster than everybody, can they bring it up at the same ratio that everybody else is going to have to try to match that? I think that is the question. And if they can, I do think it's true that they'll run away with it.
Speed, in the end, conquers a lot, even in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And as Tampa slows down, the other teams are slowing down, so the differential is still the same.
Right. Yeah, Curves made a good point the other day when I was talking to him. He said, you know, speed is nice, but it's not all about speed. It's about timing. So if you are 9 feet ahead of where the puck is, that's not useful. Congratulations, you're really fast, and the other team's going the other direction with the puck. So I do think that plays. And okay,
have you seen Tampa Bay play this year?
Yes.
They maximize their speed. There's no question that Tampa Bay knows what to do with speed.
No, certain they most certainly do. Again, the Blues went up on them 3-0 there, and when Tampa decided to turn it on, holy hell, are they fast.
It's because they come at you at four lines. There's no weakness, and the Blues found that out. I remember Vince Dunn coming to the bench in that third period when the blitzkrieg was happening, and just see his look in his face like, oh, my God, that whole group is fast. And then they held on. They got the call. The Blues won that game. But my goodness, Tampa was playing at a different level than anybody I've seen in a long time that night in the third period.
Is it Coach Carter where the old boy comes back? He says, Coach, they fast. Coach, they real fast. Yeah, I know they're fast. Coach, they fast. Okay. All right. We got it. They're fast. Okay. Next one here, Boston and Toronto. Toronto with a lot of talent. I think we're all aware of that. Auston Matthews, one of the very best players in the game. I don't know if I call it leveling off, but you could not have kept the pace that he started the season with there. But look, Boston, I don't remember how long this streak was now, and I should have looked it up while I was saying this. But Boston, basically, there was like a month and a half period there where they could not lose in regulation. If you beat Boston, you ended up wrestling it away from them in overtime. That Boston team is a really, really good one. I will take Boston here in six. John, your thoughts?
I honestly believe that Toronto, man for man, matches up with most teams. I mean, they have an incredible array of talent. Mm-hmm. Now, their defense is certainly not the deepest, and they do have some holes. But the fact is, as much as I like the individual parts, I'm extraordinarily disappointed in the overall team play. So while I think this should be a seven-game series that goes right down to the wire, If Toronto plays as they did for the better part of this year, I can't imagine Boston having much more. Maybe they win in six instead of five. But as much as I want to pick Toronto because I believe in their individual talent, and they have as good of two players as any team in the league.
Yep. Right.
You know.
Yeah, they got the most sought after free agent this past offseason,
and probably the most. One of the more underrated guys in the league who just scores big at big times, and Marner.
Yeah, Marner is dynamite.
You know, I want to believe in Toronto, but their play just doesn't permit it. So I'm going to go Boston in six.
To clarify what I was saying earlier, Boston from January 29th until March 9th did not lose a game in regulation. They were 15-0-4, so they went on a similar streak that the Blues did there. Jimmy Huer.
I'm going to be in the minority here. But this is a series that went seven games last year. Boston won. I think the addition of John Tavares makes Toronto better. They're not playing better right now. But this is the one series I'm going, coach is going to make a difference. And I think Mike Babcock is the best coach in the league right now because Quenneville's out of the league. He's going to be back in next year. But I think Babcock wins the series for Toronto and gets them through.
Stop saying Babcock. You're turning John on. All right. I can roll with you on that. Washington, Carolina. Look, Carolina's got those cute little happy dances after they win, but I have a personal vendetta against the...
All right, Don Cherry, you don't like it, huh?
Against the Hurricanes owner who decided to shut down the AAF on his own. So, I am... by the way, Washington has probably about split on who people think the very best player in the world is right now, but Alex Ovechkin certainly... has a case to make. Washington, I will take in six here. Carolina, they had their nice little deal. In fact, I think were they the ones that ultimately broke the Blues' 11-game win streak there?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Yeah, and that they're good, sure. Their cute little happy dance is coming to an end here in six games.
Well, they've cut out the happy dancing.
Yeah, it's not going to be for the playoffs.
I will tell you this much. As Chris Kerber duly noted in the last segment, Rob Brindamore has done a terrific job in coaching his team, and I'm not sure that there's a team that maximizes talent more than what Rob Brindamore did this year with Carolina. But this is playoff. This is playoff hockey, baby. This is where there's separation. I suppose Carolina's going to grab one at home. So I'll go Washington in five. But I just see this being the least competitive series from the standpoint of games played of any in the league. I think Washington will dominate them.
I'm in agreement with you. I'm trying to find a way that opens the door for Carolina, but I just don't. I don't find enough goaltending there. They've got a nice young defense. They don't have playoff experience. I just don't see it. I think Washington wins this series because they're battle-tested. I'm not sold on Todd Reardon being a great coach in the playoffs, but they're good enough to win this series over Carolina, and then we'll see what happens in round two. But Washington's just too good.
Yeah, I think TJ Oshie will appreciate that sentiment. Okay, the New York Islanders and the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Islanders finished the season there with 103 points. What a turnaround that has been for them. But the Pittsburgh Penguins with 100 points there had a chance, actually, on the last day there for things to go awry a bit. But look, the Pittsburgh up the middle, Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby, I don't see anybody who can make a strong argument against those two guys taking over any point that they want to. And so we watched it 2 years ago when those two guys basically walked them through who I think was a better Nashville team. Nashville had all the momentum. They were on fire. They were spectacular. And it didn't matter. Sidney Crosby was that good. Evgeny Malkin was that good. And they got good goaltending. Similarly, this year, I think I just won't bet against those two guys. The Islanders are a nice story. As Cam loves to point out, Lou Lamoriello, I would bet some money on him, talking about him later. He's been spectacular putting together the team, even after losing John Tavares. But I like Pittsburgh here. I do think it's going to go to seven, though. So Pittsburgh in seven.
Jimmy?
Pittsburgh in six. I like Barry Trotz. I think give him another year, give him a little more talent, and he'll start making some noise out east. I just don't think the Islanders are ready in their first trip into the playoffs with this group without a Tavares as a bell cow to be a true difference. Also not sold on their goaltending. They split with Leonard and Greiss. Those two guys don't scare me in a playoff. And the bottom line is, if there's one team in this league that can turn it on when you flip the calendar to the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, boys, I'm going to say that we've seen the Pittsburgh era come to an end.
Uh-oh.
You said this about Tom Brady earlier this year, but go ahead.
I know. Are you out of your mind? Why do you make this stuff up? You were down more on Patriots than I was.
I've never been down on Tom Brady, not with my words anyway.
From day one, went with the Patriots. You vacillated back and forth. Back and forth.
You should stop.
So pathetic. Now, see, I like the two Islander goalies. In fact, you can make a case that the duo was the best in the league. The duo.
They've been very good.
I like the Islanders' tenacity. I like their fight. They're extraordinarily well coached. I think Malkin's still far less than 100%. Phil Kessel has played the least disciplined hockey I've seen him play in his career. I think the big boys are done in Pittsburgh. Their defense is atrocious. I think the Islanders shock people by winning this series. I'll say politely in six, although I want to say five. Wow. I think the Islanders win this series without much problem.
Let's flip over to the Western Conference here. Calgary, or better known as Calgary, against Colorado. Colorado had to close it out thanks to some sputtering from the Wild and the Coyotes not being able to maintain the pace that they were on. Colorado's just not that good. They're a one-line team. McKinnon slowed down a little bit as things went there. Colorado is fine, but fine doesn't do you all too much in the playoffs. I like Calgary here in five.
Well, I will say this much. I like Colorado's tenacity. I really do. Calgary is an enigma to me because when you look at their metrics, you look at the fact that they technically tied. I keep saying they had the second most points. I think they tied for this. I think Boston had 107, too. But still, they had the most in the West, second most in the NHL. And they have some big boys now, and they have some speed. Calgary can play. I think Colorado can make it a series. I'm still going to go with Calgary. I'm going to go Calgary in seven.
Wow. You're going to go full seven with
Jeez.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Because Colorado in clutch games for the most part this year, Colorado's come through at home. So I want to say Calgary in six, but game six will be in Colorado, so I'll go Calgary in seven.
I'm going to go Calgary, but I think what's going to happen here is they're going to find out in this series. And you bring up a great point, John, about how Colorado competes. Colorado's going to expose their goaltending problem in Calgary.
Very well could.
And then round one, Calgary is going to be sitting here going, uh-oh, Mike Smith, I don't know, can he stop it? Is Rittich going to start tonight? And you don't want that in series one of your playoff run.
You don't want to be it all up in your head.
That's exactly right.
I think that's well put.
Calgary wins the series. I think they'll do it in six because I just think they're a better team up front. But I think that automatically exposes their biggest weakness, which is their goaltending, which hurts them moving forward in Series 2. But I'm going to take Calgary.
San Jose and Vegas, or as Cam likes to say, San Jose. I think that is how they pronounce it in Eureka. I know a lot of you boys are high on San Jose here. San Jose, though, down the stretch, sputtered a bit. I think in their last 11 games, they were 3-8-1, if I'm not mistaken. I had that pulled up at one point. That is now gone. And Vegas has some experience from last year, obviously lost a guy like David Perron, who was really good for them. But I think Vegas in seven here. I know that is against the common wisdom here. I think San Jose sputtering at the wrong time and momentum is a killer in the playoffs.
I will put it to you this way, boys.
Boys.
San Jose has game. San Jose will turn on the switch. San Jose will win this series in six games, maybe five. But you can take this to the bank. San Jose is advancing.
Take it to the bank.
They are advancing. When that shark comes a-hunting, that sword and that golden knight might get a nick or two going, but will eventually be devoured and become belly fat for the Sharks.
Why?
Ooh, belly fat.
Why does it just everything you eat doesn't become fat, John? That happens to you because you eat hot dogs.
Can't wait to eat hot dogs in a matter of about 3 minutes.
I cannot wait. That'll be number two.
I'm taking San Jose to close us out because I think Erik Karlsson played on Saturday. He's a true difference maker. If he's even close to being healthy, he puts them over the top. They have so many veterans that have been through this on that San Jose team. They win this series in seven games.
We will pick our Blues or make our Blues predictions next hour.
We will. We have one more here. The Dallas Stars and the Nashville Predators. Now, we have spoken throughout this week about this, but the Predators had a spectacular start. They went 13-3 in the first 16 games. Yes, they had some nicks and things this year, but down the stretch, they struggled. They obviously were able to win a few at the end of the season there to pull out the division. But I am not sold on Nashville. They've got the worst power play, legitimately the worst power play in the league, converting less than 13% of their power plays. And if you take out those first 16 games, the Dallas Stars and the Nashville Predators have identical records, 34-26-6. These are two really evenly matched teams. We have talked about Jamie Benn as being a really good player, Tyler Seguin, a guy that has some experience, and when he's inconsistent, but when he goes, he really goes, and Ben Bishop is the X factor here. Pekka Rinne has not played that well for Nashville. Ben Bishop, on the other hand, leads the league in save percentage. I have Dallas in seven.
We got to get out of here because we have to have our fine sponsors speak to the listeners. Coming up next hour, Cam Jansen as well. So, Jimmy Huer, your pick?
I'm taking Dallas. Ben Bishop's the difference.
Woo! I'm going to stick with Nashville in seven, but I wouldn't be surprised. But I'm going to stick with Nashville in seven.
Did you give us a in what game?
Yeah. I did not. Did I say seven? So it's going to be seven.
There you go.
Ben Bishop in seven.
Good stuff. Cool. Coming up, we're going to have Cam Jansen in the next hour, so stick around for all of that. It's the Hardline.